This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As the last U.S. forces are withdrawn from Afghanistan, the American commander who oversaw last week's withdrawal from Bagram Airfield says he is worried about the territorial advance of the Taliban insurgents trying to take back control of the country. U.S. Army General Scott Miller told ABC Television Sunday that the Taliban is, quote, gaining strength. He called their territorial gains concerning. The Taliban have captured more than 100 Afghan districts since early May. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the troop withdrawal with the goal of completing the job by September 11th. Former President Donald Trump also supported withdrawing the troops. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago to combat al-Qaeda terrorists who had been training there in advance of their September 11th attacks on New York and the Pentagon outside Washington. The attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. This September 11th will be the 20th anniversary of those attacks. Rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region on Sunday accepted a ceasefire in principle, but posed strict conditions for it to be formalized. Notable among those conditions was the withdrawal from the region of Eritrean forces, as well as fighters from the neighboring Ethiopian region of Amhara. They've been supporting the Ethiopian army during the 8-month-long conflict. Tigray has been the scene of fighting since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the army in early November to topple the regional authorities, which emerged from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. After early successes and a premature declaration of victory, government forces were bogged down in a vicious and months-long battle. The TPLF recaptured its regional capital, Mekelle, last week. It had been held by the Ethiopian army since November. VOA News.